news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. You're listening to the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan. Call 706-993-4606. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Before I get started, I do want to say a big congratulations to all the Ranty winners that won last night. Congratulations to all you guys. Very well deserved by each and every one of you. The number for you guys to call into the show, 706-993-4606, 706-993-4606. Thank you for having me coming into your living room this evening. Still hadn't shaken this cold as of yet, but I will eventually. Not worried about that at all. Follow along on Twitter at Wrestling Call In. Follow us on Facebook under the Wrestling Call In Show. Any email correspondence you may have, TWCIS999@gmail.com. Finally, head over to our website, TheWrestlingCallInShow.webs.com. Very quickly, let me roll down here. See if we have anybody in the chat. Big Tone's in the chat. How you doing, Big Tone? Iris in the chat. How you doing? And myself. So, and I know Surfer is on Twitter, so hopefully he'll be calling in just a few moments. Also looking to have Stevie Ray with us as well. So, definitely get a full chat room tonight. There's a lot to talk about, guys. A lot to talk about. I would not be doing my due diligence if I did not go right into the Rumble. You know what? I'm going to say it anyway. It was a piece of crap. The whole thing, save for the triple threat match, the whole thing was a piece of crap. How can the New Day not win? That's my first thing. Second, yeah, you can sort of kind of see the Outlaws put over the Ascension. That's fine. That's business. Let me head on to the phone lines very, very quickly. Big Tone, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Chilling, man. How you doing?
I can't call. It's all good.
Man, we talked about it on Twitter.
I got to get it. You want me to go ahead and get it out now?
Go and get it out now, Big Tone.
This is bullshit. That was bullshit. Come on now.
I'm right there with you.
That was crap.
I'm right there with you, man.
Now, everybody, even though we knew 6 months to a year out that he was going to win it, they could have been in a better package than that.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. My issue with Daniel Bryan, he only lasted 5 minutes. B, he should have been the guy that Roman Reigns threw out. Even though the fans still would have been upset, you could have marketed that. You could have pushed that a little bit better than what you could have with him being eliminated so early. Other guys who got eliminated quickly, Dean Ambrose got eliminated quick as crap. Bray Wyatt.
No, Dean was there for about, what, 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, but he wasn't there. I'll put it to you this way. The guy, he should have been one of the guys. He should have been one of the final two, in my opinion. Maybe the final four, in my opinion. It shouldn't have been Big Show and Kane should not have been there.
Oh, of course. I agree. Those two clowns shouldn't have been in there.
Exactly. And then to make it so bad at the end of the whole thing, the thing that kills me the most, swats will love it, at the very end, the crowd was actually rooting for Rusev.
Yeah, that's some bad. Because they got pissed off because they knew it was coming, and the way they presented this for Roman Reigns to win it,
right,
it was bullshit.
Right.
And they called it. They called bullshit from jumps from as soon as he got in the ring.
Yes.
They already knew what was going to happen. So if you hear it, you hear it bullshit, especially in Philly. You know the Philly fans are fanatics.
Oh, yeah. You should have come down to where I live, I'm down here in Augusta, Georgia, you might not have gotten that reaction. You may have gotten it from a few folks, but you probably wouldn't get that reaction from the city as you did in Philly. Philly is known for having knowledgeable wrestling fans. So I don't know how the hell WWE can have an event like that in that
in
town. In Philly, of all places, man. Come on.
They could have did it anywhere else, and the way they packaged it and it came out this time, it would have been perfect.
Exactly.
Not in Philly.
Exactly. Let me roll back to the phone lines. Call number two. Big Tone, you still there? Who we got here?
It's Randy, man.
What's up, Randy? What's going on, man? Big Tone, call back in, man. I lost Big Tone. I clicked you on, and bam, he's gone. So, Big Tone, call on back in, Big Tone.
How's everything, man?
This is going good, man. How you doing, man? How you doing? Let me do this real quick. What was your, as I was trying to get back Big Tone, what were your thoughts on Rumble, man?
Everything was trash. Besides the triple threat.
I agree.
I didn't even like the Rumble. Not just because Daniel Bryan got eliminated. It was just, I didn't see like a war. I saw everything was so slow and boring.
Right. Big Tone, we got your back?
Yeah, I'm back, baby.
Cool. Well, again, he was, the whole thing that got me, you know, the younger guys who are coming up now should have been showcased. And they were not showcased. And I don't know. Vince got to catch the most of the heat for this because he wants to push Roman Reigns to the moon. But there's no precedent set for him pushing Roman Reigns to the moon. I mean, look at Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels. You took Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels away from tag teams, and you built them up. You had them work the mid-card, IC, US, US title, before they even became world champions. Why not do the same with Roman Reigns?
Because there's nobody in when we had Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart going through it, that roster was tight. This roster here is a bunch of sissies. There's only a handful of, you can tell me I'm lying, there's only a handful of people that can actually go down and go for the grind. Dolph Ziggler, Dean Ambrose,
right.
Randy Orton when he's not doing movies or he's healthy.
Right.
There's only a handful of people that can actually do it that way. He has nobody else to do it. He doesn't have the roster strength like he did before to make them come up like that. That's why he's just like, boom, let's just drop this in here now and get him in there, get him out of the way. Then we got the next one here. We got to figure out who's going to be next, and we're going to do it that way. When Cena came up, they did Cena somewhat like they did Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels, somewhat.
Right.
Differed it a little bit, but he did. He had the U.S. title. He had the U.S. title a few times. He won the world title. I mean, the world tag titles. And then they put him up into the main event status.
Exactly.
Roman Reigns just won the tag titles. Then after a couple months, they're going to put him up and headline WrestleMania? Are you?
It makes no sense. Let me say hello to Nobody. Nobody's good to have you in the chat. Good to have you here as always. Matt Legend, good to have you with us as well as the two phone callers and Randy and Big Tone. Let me ask you guys a question, and I know the conspiracy theorist that I am. Much as I said Daniel Bryan was a product of the John Cena hookup, as much as I say Nikki Bella is part of the John Cena hookup, can I say the same thing about Roman Reigns and The Rock?
No.
Don't think so?
That's a family thing.
And, you know, this man always so high of the Samoa family.
He does. He does. He really does.
That's all that is. Because he's like, okay, let's see. Umaga passed.
Mm-hmm.
When he was there, he ran the show.
He did.
They trying to push him. If he would have stayed alive, I think he would have made a world title run.
Me too.
At least two or three.
Yep.
Now, who's next after that? Rikishi had his turn as Intercontinental Champion.
Mm-hmm.
He had the tag team titles for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He did his thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yokozuna.
Yeah, we can't forget Yoko. Yoko was the man.
He was.
for as big as he was, Yoko could move, he can get in there and he could go. But you have to realize, before that, they had what? They had Haku. The only thing difference between now and then, Haku, he was killing everybody. He was destroying everybody.
He was.
He didn't give, they didn't put him a belt on. They didn't put a belt on him, but they used him like they should have. As a heavyweight, as a big hitter.
Right.
They did that smart. But now, who do they have?
Yeah. What the problem is? If from the beginning they would have kept it a secret just between them, instead of letting everybody know, okay, Roman Reigns is the next guy. He's our next guy. And we're going to shove him straight up your asses and you're going to like him. That's why people turn on him. Because remember, when he was in the Shield, everybody was like, yeah, let's go Roman Reigns. But when they started talking, oh, this is the next John Cena, people were like, wait, no, you're not going to tell me who I'm supposed to like.
Right.
Exactly, and that's how shit started.
Mr. X,
if he was supposed to be the next big guy, keep it to yourself, and when it happens, it happens.
Right.
Because look at John Cena. John Cena wasn't a good wrestler at the beginning. They brought him up, and then he became good, you know, in time. And he was already, like, let's say, 3 times champion.
I got one name for you when it comes to that. When you bring up John Cena and how he came up, I'll give you one name that put him over big time. Kurt Angle.
So true. So true.
Oh, so man, don't even get me started with that, man.
Real quick, let me say hello to Mr. X. Mr. X, you are right. Haku was a bad man. Still a bad man to this day. I saw him at a autograph signing on YouTube, and he almost looks the same. So,
he's talking about Meng, right?
Yeah, talking about me. Let me head on back to the phone lines very quickly. Got two new callers on. First of all, let me bring on Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray, what's up, my brother?
Biscuits and gravy.
There you go. Stevie, what's up, bro?
From Bojangles.
What's up, baby?
From Bojangles. What's up, man? From Bojangles. And let me bring on Swax. Swax, how you doing, my friend?
I'm on painkillers.
The hell?
What they got you on?
Why you on painkillers?
Because I have a bad knee and a bad back, and I went to the doctor.
What you got?
I thought Miss Destiny might have got hold of you, man.
Yeah, I was about to say that too. The Destiny guy got a hold of him.
Oh,
broke him off.
But y'all heard the news on Miss Destiny?
What?
She, I don't know if this is new, but somebody posted up that she finally got drilled by her one-legged man.
All right.
You kidding me?
All right.
You playing?
Yeah, she posted up on. I'm like, one, nobody cares, and ew. What the fuck?
Who does that on Facebook? Oh my God.
She said it in another podcast. I'm not going to say the name because, you know, do too much.
Oh,
but she said that in another podcast so everybody could hear.
Oh my God.
Oh, damn.
Bob was probably pissed at that.
I'm done.
After shit, that stuff she pulled last week, I'm done, man. No more Miss Destiny. At least 6 months.
She on 6 month suspension.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you guys this. Other than that triple threat, the whole card was bullshit.
That shit was, it was shit. Like, me, I was watching, it was me, my sister, and my brother. And usually we sit down and watch, I'm like, oh, good match, bad match. Yo, the whole match was distracted. We didn't care until the triple threat happened.
The only thing that I thought that sort of kind of made it, you saw Bubba Ray, you saw DDP.
Oh, no, hell yeah, that shit was cool.
And you saw the Boogeyman. Okay.
And you saw DDP.
And you saw Vincent Man, he put his little racist car. You saw that, right?
Yep.
He probably thought R-Truth was Diva.
Well, Bubba Ray, I think he said in the interview, someone asked where he was, and he said he went to go get a table. So you might.
So he went racist and he told R-Truth to go get the table.
Yeah. But at least you did see R-Truth.
Why would they make him number two, though?
I don't know.
Number three. Oh, you mean on Truth, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it was just for that. It was because Vince is a racist. He's like, which black guy could play Diva?
On Truth. Ah, point taken. Point taken. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
We're going to pick all Truth. At least he ain't come out rapping. That's all I got to say.
Nah, but all just aside, when the number three came out, I don't know. It just, I never really liked TNA, so I'm not, I don't know nothing about Bully Ray, stuff like that.
Oh, we gonna,
when he came out, it felt good for some reason, like, you know?
Well, we gonna talk about a little TNA too. I got a chance to watch TNA this week. We gonna talk about a little TNA as well. Like, I just thought the whole damn Royal Rumble, was either predictable or just damn plain stupid. Like I said before, the Ascension winning, okay, fine. The Outlaws gonna put them over, that's fine.
We call that.
I just walked away. I didn't want to see that pin.
Paige and Natty and the Bellas, I mean,
yep, we could have done without that.
I mean, that match had nothing to be played for. It was just a bunch of divas just wrestling. It was nothing on the line.
And then the Rumble itself just was terrible. Here's my, and now, as I said last week, you were kind of looking at Royal Rumble to kind of kill you in the Mania because you knew Fastlane is going to suck. Now Fastlane has to pick up Royal Rumble slack. John Cena.
No, I really think that Fastlane is not going to be bad because if you notice, every time they introduce a new pay-per-view, they try to go all out so they could sell you into it.
But the thing about Fastlane now, it can't suck. Fastlane can't suck. It has to be good.
No, it can't. It can't.
It has to be good to put up, to go over from this damn fiasco. I don't know how many people think Rusev is going to beat John Cena, though.
He's going
to
beat him.
That's going to end up in I think it's going to be a DQ to set it into a bigger match at WrestleMania.
All these going to be.
Hey, Will, hold on for a minute. I'll be right back.
Go ahead, man. Is the U.S.
Hold on for a minute. Right back.
Okay. Is the U.S. title even on the line for that?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it was.
I heard the report that it's going to be on the line.
Time. Yeah, I didn't see it that first time. So, we'll see.
Cena, when he did his promo, he was doing, like, the champ is here because he's going against Rusev for the title.
We'll see what happens.
No, I'm pretty sure what he's going to do, just so they could brush over it, he's just going to fight for America. He's not going to fight for the title. He's going to do it for the fans. You understand? Right. Like, for America. That's what he's going to do for.
Right.
So, but yeah, nobody's winning that. I'm pretty sure. If they're really going to do this at WrestleMania, nobody's going to win the fast lane.
Let me roll on this to Surfer. Surfer, how you doing, my friend?
I'm all right.
Good. What was your thoughts on the Rumble, man?
It was okay. Nothing memorable. Just, I didn't lose my mind because of the outcome, because we already knew what the outcome was going to be, so.
Yep.
And I want to say something that Matt said last night. I wanted to expound on that for a second. If you guys can indulge me, he was saying the circumstances, and I understand the circumstances suck that got him to start watching pro wrestling. But my thing is, you know, he was saying everybody calm down, relax, this, that, the other. But when you've been watching wrestling so long, you get emotionally invested to it.
Yeah, and if they bring out something stupid, everybody that's more emotionally invested in it, they bring out something stupid, they're gonna turn on it real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get emotionally invested. I'm quite the opposite, because I've been watching so long. What's the point of getting emotionally charged for wrestling? I mean, it's just you know, it's just there. It's entertainment. You know, I don't have money on it, and the outcome doesn't affect what happens to me the next day.
For wrestling, you're only supposed to have one emotion, and that is either not one emotion. You're either excited about what you see, or it's straight booty.
Right.
There you go. Right. There you go.
Right.
It's like, funny thing, like, when you got people like, oh, I hate this wrestler, oh, I can't stand this wrestler, "Oh, I hope this wrestler dies." Like, I find it so stupid. It's like, that's why I hate, like, people that, like, they go against John Cena for no reason. The guy is paid to do one thing, you know? Entertain. If it doesn't entertain you, okay, you boo, that's it. But there's people that, like you said, they get emotionally attached, and it just gets weird.
I mean, so
he's getting paid for one thing, forcing you down his throat.
There you go. Damn, Spax.
I got to give Spax that one. I got to give him that. I'll be nice to Spax today. He redeemed himself a little bit, but I'll give him that.
They're not forcing him down your throats.
Yep. No, they're not. Like, I really don't understand. Like,
I don't see.
Like, I never understood, like, the thing behind John Cena. I never liked him as a wrestler, so I don't care about him, you know?
Just forcing him down your throat. He would never lose that championship. Or lose a match.
At one point in time, they did force him down. They forced him down our throats.
Mm-hmm. But what you got to understand is he's making the most money for the company. So why would you take your golden ticket and put him, like, low? Like, it makes no sense. It's all about the money at the end of the day.
True, but the thing is, even though it is about the money, you can't force the money. You're going to turn people off if you push that same person down the throat the whole time.
Exactly.
You know, different. How long they shoved Hogan up our asses?
Don't go there.
Let's not go there.
They did that with Hogan.
Don't go there. That was the '80s.
Exactly.
Hogan.
There's a difference.
Don't do it.
There's a difference.
I will end this whole little John Cena Hulk Hogan thing once and for all. All you have to do is say, when Hulk Hogan was the baby face in the WWF, not once did he ever get booed. That's all.
Okay, but booing
doesn't... I never liked him.
Hold up. Just because Cena gets booed doesn't mean... they're forcing down people's throats. You know what happens when he wins a match? Every time he wins, there's still applause. I mean, they boo him when he comes out. They chant the Cena sucks. When he gets that win, there's applause. So
another thing is,
yeah, you get an applause, but you don't get a popping huge ovation.
It's not. So, see, Swax, you're so caught up in attitude error, you think everybody's supposed to get this huge pop.
This is John Cena, the greatest legend ever in WWE. You're supposed to give him a big pop.
That's another thing.
A little applause.
Listen, who just said that? Me or Swax?
Swax said it. It wasn't you, surfer.
It wasn't me.
It was Swax. Swax said
come
it.
Come on, WWE is booking him like the greatest legend that WWE is for you over there.
I think the thing WWE.
If he's making all the money, then why not?
But I think the thing about the whole thing is this: WWE realized that eventually. And now you're seeing him doing other things. He's still going to sell regardless. He's still going to sell the merch. You can put a U.S. title on him. You can put an IC belt on him. Make him a tag champ. He's still going to sell regardless. He's going to sell. He's still going to make the cut no matter what you do with him at this point. But before to get him to this point, he was sort of kind of shoved down our throats a little bit, i.e. Roman Reigns. That's why Roman Reigns is going through such a backlash. And let me say this, too. Nothing that... I believe the majority of us are talking about Roman Reigns. We're not coming after Roman Reigns on a personal level. None of us are doing that. But at the same point, we are talking about fans, what you can and can't do. Let me head on to the... Uh-oh.
I told you.
Tony C, what's up, man?
You know what? It's time to lay the goddamn record straight. I told you. We call here tonight to talk about the man, the reigning, defending world heavyweight champion Brock Lesnar. Damn it! John Cena, old news. What the hell? You got that ass up. Let's move on. Next phase. Let's talk about Brock Lesnar. Let's talk about somebody who's relevant. John Cena is not relevant to the title picture. That's at the back of the line. Get back. Get back of the line, damn it.
Since we're going to do that, then.
Hey, Will. Somebody had a goddamn nerve and audacity to compare John Cena to Hogan. Some of them, bitch.
I told you. You're going to pop up. You're welcome, people. You're welcome.
Let me say this. I'm driving on the way home and I got to hear some buffoonery like that.
Let me say this.
Thank you, Swag, for saving them straight.
Oh, goddamn.
Right.
I was about to defend Hulk Hogan.
You won't buy to defend. You better not defend that defend damn John Cena.
Hell no, I'm gonna defend Cena. Hell no. But
turn him heel. If he ain't turn the heel, quit talking about his ass.
Don't a bunch of grown men get tired of
No, hell no. That's right. We tired of talking about somebody who ain't in the title picture. So move his ass out the way.
We finally got rid of that ass.
So let's now you on the big car, fighting Rusev. Get on. Your ass down the ladder. In the words of Jay-Z, on to the next one. On to the next one. Brock hopped off that board and whooped that ass, and now we're gone. On to the next
one. Isn't that Tony?
Nobody's answered me yet. Hey, sir, you can't say nothing. His ass is fighting Rusev on the mid-card. They might open the damn pay-per-view.
Tony.
I'm glad. Open.
I got a question for you.
I ain't taking questions, goddammit. This is a press conference. I ain't taking no goddamn questions. John Cena is in the mid-car. He's one step away from Zack Ryder's ass. He can't wait for Brock to leave. Then he can move back up. When Brock lives there, he's in the mid-car, goddammit.
Let me say this.
Brock Lesnar is his John Cena, burying his ass. That ass is buried.
It's the same thing.
Fastlane, he fighting Rusev. Goddamn WrestleMania, he might fight goddamn Luke Harper or something. Damn right. Bury his ass. Brock buried his ass. Brock ended the streak.
Brock buried his ass at the same damn time.
Brock Lesnar fought Bob Holly once too.
What are you gonna do when Brock doesn't get spared?
That's okay. Cena ain't do it. I don't give a damn.
Let me say this too.
As long as the C Nation is in the mid card, I don't give a damn.
There you go. All right. So let's get.
Damien stand out laughing his ass off. Ain't that a bitch? Karma come back when Jimmy John shorts, don't it? Goddamn right it do.
So let's take it to a different perspective, guys. Since Cena's no longer in the title picture, right now everything looks to be sort of kind of wide open. You look at Seth Rollins with the Money in the Bank. You can even possibly look at Paul Heyman doing a heel turn, which I think is the only thing that you
y'all
can
do.
He already heel. What do you mean? I'm saying.
Well, he's gonna turn from Brock. He's going to turn Brock over to somebody else. He's only going to turn from Brock because Brock is leaving.
Yeah, exactly. That's already played out. How many times are you going to do that shit?
But I think that's the only way you can fix this. Because nobody here wants to see Cena as world champ. And nobody here, maybe Surfer, pretty much wants to see Roman Reigns as world champ. That's really the only way I can see you fix
it. You know what? Because it's coming.
Undefeated streak either.
You crazy as hell, Swax. Cena ain't gonna defeat
him. I said, ain't nobody want to see John Cena ending Rusev's undefeated streak either.
I do.
It's gonna happen.
Hey, Swag, I'm sorry to tell you, but shit slow down here. Brock wasn't seen ass. Somebody got picked fall for that ass. It's slowing down here. Sorry, Rusev. Somebody ordered the cold red, in the words of goddamn Jack Nicholson. Did you order the cold red? They ordered cold red on Rusev.
Can somebody tell me?
Goddamn right, he ordered the cold red.
Can somebody cold tell red. me?
Can gold, red, white, and blue.
Can someone tell damn me right. Is this for the U.S. title? Is this for the U.S. title?
Cena gonna bring back the spinner belt.
That's what I was wondering. If this for the U.S. title, that's the question.
Is this for the U.S.
title? Is this for the U.S. title or not?
Because if you,
it's not gonna be for it.
Because if you put that U.S. title, if you put that U.S. title on John Cena, that speaks volumes too.
Plus,
you know they always put the belt on Cena to try to make it relevant. Put the world title on him. See what happens. So, fan down. Pose a little fan down. Laughing his ass off the whole match at the Royal Rumble.
Let me tell you somebody else. Who's laughing right now. Batista, he laughing too.
Oh, well, you know he's out. You know he's laughing.
Oh, he broke John Cena's neck. He laughed. He broke John Cena's neck, so he don't give a damn. Damn sure did. Broke it on purpose. But why you don't never talk about that, bro? You don't never talk about how Batista purposely broke John Cena's neck. And you don't give him no slack for that.
Give who slack? Batista?
Batista. He broke your boy's neck. You know?
Well, it happens in wrestling. It's a physical sport.
Right.
Yeah, Brock Lesnar did that to Hardcore Holly.
Nobody can. Botchamania.
Yup.
Oh, Brock almost fucked him up. You know, that's Brock, though. That's Brock. You liable to get fucked up.
Now since Daniel Bryan got eliminated and Vince McMahon seems thoroughly pressed.
I'm so tired of that keeping, look. I'm so tired of them Daniel Bryan marks. Let me go on a rant. Can I go on a 2-minute rant by their ass? Look here, folks. Daniel Bryan is, goddamn it, that chant, okay? They be acting like he Goldberg. Don't nobody want to see Brock Lesnar against goddamn Daniel Bryan. The man Kane broke his damn neck, okay? What you think Brock Lesnar will do to him, okay? In the words of the server, okay? I'm just saying, Kane broke his neck. Just think about that for a second. And Kane probably wasn't even trying to break his neck. He just asked.
That really didn't happen, though.
Kane didn't really hurt Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan was hurt already. That's why they did that.
Exactly. It's all fake.
Well, I tell you what, let he get in there, Brock, his ass won't be fake. Okay. That's Kurt Angle.
That's about 25 suplexes right there. But
thank you.
But
do you brush before or after, Tony C?
Do I do what?
Do you brush before or after?
What, you watch, you clean your C Nation chain? I brush after. No, because some be trying to act like he ain't no senior mark.
Tony C.
My ass with your tongue out. No. I brush after you wash and rinse your C Nation, your John Cena shirt. God damn it.
Yeah, but
so don't even go there.
But there's a reason
why. To do with you swinging on Brock Lesnar's jock.
But the same way you swing on Cena nut.
But the reason why I brought up Daniel Bryan is because now there's rumors going out there saying
I hope you brush at both before and after.
But now they're saying
I hope Rusev brush after he put the acolyte on his ass and make him pass out.
Yeah.
And you gonna pass out with him. Oh shit.
Yep.
So it's gonna say yeah. So that's going some, yeah. But the reason why I brought up Daniel Bryan, because now they're talking about Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler at Mania.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That looks like a good match, though.
Yeah, that would be a good match.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all just for the fans to shut the hell up. Like,
it's a band-aid.
You're not going to be in the main event?
At the very best.
Here's someone that someone's going to like.
Right.
Ziggler and Bryan.
At the very best, all it is a band-aid.
Well, you think Daniel Bryan is goddamn Stone Cold Steve Austin the way they ride him, or The Rock or something. Damn. Brock Lesnar, what the hell, man?
Let me ask you that.
So he don't win the Rumble. So fucking what?
Let me ask you guys this. I'll take it one at a time. Is the IWC, the Internet Wrestling Community, is it ruining wrestling?
You ruined the surprise in wrestling. You goddamn right.
I think it's opening up people's eyes to a lot of truths out there when it comes to the business.
Shut up.
It's just
opening eyes. What the hell?
Let me tell you why I say that. it's like this. They do because they're putting stuff out there that they shouldn't put out there just yet. Let it happen, then talk about it. But don't tell anybody what's going to happen 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months ahead of time.
Right.
So people can be, how did I say it yesterday? So people can be, they can think about something like, oh, shit, they can be surprised when it happens.
Right.
Not know 6, 7, 8 months ahead of time. We already know what's going to happen. It don't make no fucking sense.
Right.
But, fellas, why did everyone, why was everybody up in the uproar when Daniel Bryan got put out and Roman Reigns won? Shit, they put in an atmosphere that Roman Reigns was going to win the damn thing. What, you thought they was lying or something?
I'm
not talking about y'all. I'm not talking about y'all in general. But you got people literally balls to the wall, upset that Roman Reigns won. Like, dude, shit.
And they act like, the WWE owes them something. Like, those are the type of fans that I don't like.
But the funny thing about it, though, when The Rock came out there to try to put him over, The Rock got booed too.
Yeah, that shocked the hell out of
me. He got booed too. Really? You pulled
The Rock should have turned heel and knocked the shit out of him. That would have been better. That would have been a better ending.
The living shit out of Rock's ass of what The Rock did to him a few months ago.
Click ball.
Oh my God, get over that Rusev click shit, ball. Man.
If you so in love with Rusev, why don't you go to Russia?
I don't know why Swag's like the Russian Goldberg, but
the Russian Goldberg.
Hey, Swag, his streak will never get up to 185, 181 and 0, man.
Nope.
That shit's going to come to a screeching halt.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Rusev, first of all, he's not undefeated. He's lost the match. He hasn't been pinned.
Well, there you go, Swag. He can't even get the Goldberg status. Damn. if he was, that it was gonna come to a squeezing halt, come off fast lane.
He lost twice to the Big Show.
I'm still trying to figure out, and I know it's been some years, but how the hell did Goldberg go from 12-0 one week to like 80-0 the second week?
House show, man. You on them house
Kevin
shows. The house show,
Kevin Sullivan.
And then three matches.
And bounce the numbers.
Yeah, but they make fun of that all the time. They said that the counting was bullshit.
Kevin Sullivan. That's what I'm saying.
Yep, Kevin Sullivan. You're right about that. You goddamn right.
Tony C, I'm glad you called in, Tony C, because what we've seen at Royal Rumble with Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, it don't look like the New Day gonna get a shot at those tag team titles, man.
Hey, man.
The New Day are nowhere near the title.
You can go to hell. Okay? Y'all are always picking on the New Day and Titus O'Neil and keeping them down. Ain't that right, sir?
Me and Surfer
might have our issues, but we both agree that the New Day and Titus O'Neil is being held to hell back. they don't got no chance. If the New Day don't get a tag title match or Titus don't get an IC match, I'm boycotting WrestleMania.
He boycotting. Oh my God.
I won't watch.
Now,
one thing
I do have a concern about in the Mania match between, if it stays where it is with Rollins and Reigns and Lesnar, that's a lot of pressure to pull on Paul Heyman. Heyman's got to speak for both these guys. Can't neither one of them speak? Can't neither one of them talk? That's my biggest concern about the whole doggone thing. Heyman's going to have to speak for both. He's got to inadvertently be a mouthpiece for Roman Reigns and be Brock Lesnar's mouthpiece. He got to do both at the same time.
Oh, did you see the interview Monday night?
Mm-hmm.
I
think that Raw that night was a very good promo show because a lot of people came out and they did a lot of good promos and it was unbelievable.
But Vince was sitting right there telling Roman Reigns what the fuck to say.
Yep.
You're holding them big ass cards, like up from here and right here.
Period.
Ah, man, it's just don't know. I know Roman Reigns got some supporters. There's another couple other podcasts I was listening to the other day that seem to love Roman Reigns. So I know he's got some supporters out there, but man, I don't see it. Do not see it at all. Anything else about Royal Rumble you guys want to point out? Anything you want, anything else you want to talk about?
That boo hammer Nikki Bella has now. Wade Barron got shit on it. Yo, Nikki Bella throws that bull hammer better than Wade Barron. That shit should be her finisher now.
Damn.
That should be her finishing move?
Damn, you didn't say that. Well, speaking of Nikki Bella, she's got a title match at Fastlane with Paige. The bitch that needs the bitch that needs some
I
sun.
I hope Paige destroys her.
The bitch that needs some sun.
I hope Nikki Bella destroys Paige.
Swax, you old enough not to have your hopes and likes hurt now.
This is what they do to the person that's ranked number one female wrestler in the world by PWI.
But you know what? WWE doesn't give a shit about that PWI crap.
Sure don't.
That's what you gotta understand. Sure they don't give a shit about that.
Don't give a fuck.
That's just some fan base shit. Don't. And I don't know if you know, if you pay money, you could make your number go higher. Did you know that?
The only rankings they care about is their own Power 25. That's the only rankings they care about. Go to WWE.com.
I want to know why Alicia Fox is not getting a title match.
Here you go. Oh my god.
Man, the bullshit.
You ain't seen Alicia.
For everybody to Lee Champion, who says Alicia Luger is one of the worst champions ever, you got Roman Reigns on the horizon, buddy. That's all I'm going to tell you. So,
that's one of the
March the 30th. Believe that.
Believe
everybody has a champion that they say that shouldn't be champion. Like for me, I don't get heat, but whatever. Diesel. Besides the look, Diesel.
Did he just disrespect Diesel?
Let me step outside real quick.
You said something about the NWO.
He just disrespect Diesel?
Yeah, you. Wait. William. You heard me talk about this before.
I have heard you talk about it before.
Will.
I'm not holding shit back. Diesel is shit.
Here's the thing. The guy has the look as a wrestler.
He can talk, but the guy is shit on the ring.
Somebody get him, please.
Randy,
you don't want me right now, homie.
I just take whatever they want to throw. I don't give a shit.
Go ahead. I understand. No, we all family. We all family. Don't get it twisted. But there's two people you don't talk about on the airwaves.
No,
Hulk Hogan. NWO. If you do, you're going to catch the wrath of hell, bro. And you're about to catch the whole thing.
Here's the thing, though, Randy. You can say that there's a lot of guys who couldn't wrestle that's been champions. But look at what Diesel did for the business. That's the thing you look at is what he did for the business. Of course he can't.
No. And remember what I told you. The guy is a good businessman.
Mm-hmm. He did it.
Didn't I say that?
Yes, you did.
He's a good businessman.
Yes, you did.
The only thing I take away from him and him as a wrestler is shit.
You can say the same thing about Psycho Sid. He sucked too.
He was horrible too.
He was champion.
Jeff Hardy was a goddamn champion, and Diesel was better than him, drew more money than him. They don't even goddamn go there. Don't you talk about this guy?
I told you, it's like I always said, the guy's a good businessman. He got the look of a wrestler, but he can't wrestle with shit.
I mean, and I see where Randy's coming from, because I catch him when I say Xbox ain't a legend. I don't see it. I understand.
He's seven foot tall. Hell, he ain't supposed to be in there doing goddamn swanton bombs and all that shit.
You don't have to be a spot monkey to be a good wrestler.
See, I don't see my
look at Cesaro.
Lucas,
he got
Lucas
25
Cesaro.
Minutes
the
out of Goldberg. So
Lucas
you can kick all of us out
the
of my ass.
The guy is huge.
See,
he got 25 minutes. He got 25 minutes out of Goldberg ass.
Yeah, he did.
You're a great
he
wrestler.
He did.
Okay.
He did. He really did. He really
yeah,
did.
Both got winded. They were both winded.
But I'm gonna say this. The guy I catch up with is X-Pac. I don't see why.
No, we didn't talk about world champions. We ain't talking about European champions.
That's the guy.
Shit.
That's the guy that I don't
X-Pac
see.
X-Pac is a leech. That's what he was.
He's a fashion whore.
I don't see. They call him a legend. I don't see him a legend.
He's a fashion whore.
Yeah.
The only way you see him get inducted. If they induct the DX or NWO but by himself, that was going to happen.
Hell no.
Agreed.
X-Fox, hell no, never.
Agreed. Now, let me...
Nerve and audacity to call out Big Daddy Cool on a goddamn car. What the hell going on the rest
of I got one more question about the Rumble, then I'm going to let it go.
Yes, it was remarkable how Brock hopped his ass off that board and just started suplexing people. Yes.
It was. Did you guys think Bray Wyatt looked strong for what he did at the Rumble?
Yes, he did.
You don't think so?
No. The only reason why I say no is he should have been longer. Mm. If he would have been probably one of the last five or six in.
Right.
Perfect. They did him dirty.
Well, whoever booked Kane and the Big Show to be the last in the Final Four was fucking smoking crack.
That's Vince, man. That's Vince.
And that's another thing. You have Big Show and Kane last, right? Mm. You know for damn sure Roman Reigns is going to win. You know?
Exactly.
That's Vince, man.
So you leaving nothing for surprise there.
You had three heels and one baby face.
Yep.
Exactly. Oh, yep. I wonder who's going to win. If you would have left Ziggler at the end, people still be like, oh my God. Maybe we have a chance, but no.
But I'll say it before. I said it before tonight. I'll say it again. The thing that pissed me off the most, at the end, the crowd was chanting Rusev.
Because they don't want Roman Reigns.
The crowd was
just like Batista last year,
and that should tell you something. Moving around along, we're gonna we'll get back to Raw/SmackDown in a second. Triple H looks to be confronting Sting at Fastlane.
Oh, damn right, everything going down at Fastlane. Damn it,
everything but what we wanted.
Oh God. Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay, Stevie Ray. Titus O'Neil gonna be there doing something, man. As long as we got some work. As long as we on the card, damn it.
When y'all heard about how he was supposed to break Santino's record, but it was botched?
When is the WWE gonna realize that Titus O'Neil could be the black Tony Atlas?
Damn right.
Yo, he could talk. Yo, the guy can't talk. I don't know why they don't give him a chance.
Does he sloppy in the ring?
Instead, they let him slap. He's sloppy.
If you see his foolish ass on Total Divas,
sloppy in the ring.
That might be a reason. No,
he's not any worse than some of them guys.
With scale, I mean, if he's sloppy in the ring, that's the way he want him to be. But you listen to that guy when he's on Total Divas; he still talk like a clown.
But the thing about it, though,
he's the Ahmed Johnson of his time.
Oh, don't. Damn. Oh, damn.
Like, come on, man.
Damn. I can't play. I can't play 215. I can't play 2K15 no more. The minute I break him, he's going to get hurt. Damn. Damn.
They put him on 2K15?
Damn.
No, they had to pay him for that. That's a check.
Damn. You can't play Tyson in there no more. The minute you press the select him, think he hurt. Damn.
I think Titus should start off with a push, man. Surf right, man. But he's too big, and, you know, they need to do something with him. Damn.
You know what? And I don't say this, in disrespect at all. He might be future end of it.
Damn, R-Truth was U.S. champion.
He might be.
That ain't going to happen to him.
I hope not, but it just might be. What is he doing?
Well, at least they, if they, hopefully, it, I mean, at least if they do, hopefully it's March the 1st.
Batista's got his back, so, you know.
Don't even talk about R-Truth. R-Truth got so disrespected, you know, freaking funny. So if they go there, how the hell you going to go, you the second black NWA champion, the second black NWA champion, first to TNA, get WWE buried. Straight up buried. That promo he did with Steamboat was the best promo he ever did. Ever.
Let me guys blame it on Cena, right?
Actually, you could.
Of course.
Actually,
nobody blames Cena.
Everything you could blame it on Cena, because he should have beat Cena at Capital Punishment.
No, that's what I was expecting.
He should have beat Cena at Capital Punishment. You could have dropped it the next night.
When that kid threw that soda in his face, it was over.
He was blinded by that damn soda.
I mean, you can also say the same thing for Henry. And if Martin Henry could have won, he could have got that world title. At least give it to him for a night. Come on, man. But see, for that promo he cut a couple weeks ago, before that match with Cena, you couldn't give him the world title for at least a day. He
could have lost. I got a lot left in the tank.
Huh?
No, but if you remember, he was injured.
He said, I got a lot left in the tank.
He was actually, when he wrestled at SummerSlam, he was actually injured.
Still could have won it for the night.
He just told him, I'm going to fight this one, but then I'm going to be out.
Still could have won it for the night.
I'm excited about Fastlane.
Why are you so excited about Fastlane?
He could have pulled a Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. Exactly.
They both could pull a Rey Mysterio.
Exactly.
Got a rematch?
Get a rematch.
No. Had it for a night and called the day, got to Raw the next night and lost it.
Yep, sure could.
You know somebody had the nerve to say Daniel Bryan never got a rematch, and I was livid when I heard that. I said, well, hell, Rey Mysterio ain't no get his, damn it.
Damn.
Hey, you think about it, John Cena never got his rematch against Daniel Bryan.
That's a good point.
He damn sure didn't. Damn that sure rematch didn't. Line is pretty long.
He damn sure didn't.
But Cena get manufactured rematches, though. He ain't even gonna ask.
Manufactured rematches.
Cena walks in, he's like, I feel like getting a title match today. Got it. That's it.
That's unfair.
How's it unfair?
Please believe who's gonna be the first person or the second person to get a title match.
More talented than John Cena and that company. Yeah, John Cena gets 20 title matches.
It's all about the money.
When Brock leaves, the money match at SummerSlam, I'm calling it right now.
Swex, you think you could be a professional wrestler?
Oh, damn. Here we go.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
I think I can do it with the help of these stickers.
No, I'm serious. Do you think you could be a professional wrestler, Swex? If you wanted to?
Hey, Swax is a Ranty Award winner. When you address him, Surfer, you address him as Ranty Award winning Swax, okay?
Oh, hell no.
Ranty Award winning Swax.
Hell no, it's Swax, damn it.
Could you,
what did he win?
You think you could be a professional wrestler if you wanted?
Yeah, what the fuck?
So, what did he win?
He won a Ranty Award.
He won the Randy for being swag, damn it.
But
y'all gonna leave him alone.
I ain't calling him that shit though. He's swag, damn.
He's the Ranty Award winning swag.
He's swag, damn it.
You gonna answer the question or you gonna
He's swag, damn it.
He's silly boy too to me.
He's swag, damn it.
Yeah. I'm swag, damn it.
Think you could be a wrestler?
I knew a couple of
people. Rico will wax that ass.
It's yes or no. That's how it's yes or no?
Yeah.
I said El Torito will wax that ass.
As long as I can, you know, perfect a certain maneuvers, I could probably, you know.
You see people, this is where he comes from. He thinks that he could do better in the ring. Now,
if you fall Cena, would you put him over?
People, I grew up athletic,
he said,
but I knew damn well I couldn't wrestle in the ring if I trained as hard as I could. Okay, so
right. If you went one on one with Cena, would you put him over?
Hell no.
Would I put him over?
Well, Swax put Cena over if they
wrestled. If I was in the wrestling business, they said I got to lose. I wouldn't have a choice, would I?
You know you're a lay down. You're a Psycho Poker Doom Cena ass. Boom. There you go.
For Brock Lesnar.
Well, no, I put up a fight. If I'm do anything.
I kick Brock Lesnar in the nuts.
You need to hop up like you did off that board.
Nuts now.
Oh man. Let me ask you a question, Surfer. Would you have put Magnus over?
No, man. I said
he had to say that. He had to put that dude in there. Oh shit.
This is your what shoppy I'd spake, I ain't a who got his ass kicked on TNA.
Diddy.
I got my ass whooped on TNA.
Smack the shit.
Surfer know what to do to Mag.
By my so-called tag partner and friend got my ass whooped. Mickey had to come and save me. Damn.
Surfer knows exactly what to do to Magnus when they ask you to lose to him.
I destroyed something on three people yesterday.
Man, I'm going to skip to it right now because it's been bothering me since the whole time through. How the hell you going to be Drew McIntyre and go work with your ex-wife who beat your ass work at?
I know, huh? What kind of bullshit is that?
he probably paying him good money since he came from WWE.
Man, I don't
give a damn about the money. My ex-wife didn't whoop my ass.
There's other knockouts there.
It's more of a punk if he don't go to work there because she's working there.
I mean, they probably, you know, don't really.
You don't have to be near her.
Yeah. I'm about to say.
Well, Mickie James going to come back and work for WWE.
Mickie James supposed to come back to TNA on the 20th. She's working.
Yeah, she's coming back
to
TNA.
Yeah, she's doing the glass
tower. Oh, she's staying with
Magnus says she has to come back.
What I want to know is the baby staying in Boston or is it going to England?
It's going to England.
I thought they got joint cousins. That would be a nice reality show. My two dads, like, really reality show.
It's either your world champion speaking or the champ is here. You decide who the champion is. Give us your vote right now. 1-900-909-9900.
That poor kid. I don't know whether he's coming or not.
Did you know you won an award last night?
I won an award?
Yes.
You don't even know.
you won a Ranty Award.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they gave him. What was it on?
Okay, then Double A has to send it to me.
Why weren't you listening last night? Why weren't you listening to the award show last night?
Oh, man. Double A, I'm just saying so I don't get fined.
Okay, what was you?
Just pull that shit out.
Yeah, this is how I don't get fired.
Hey, no, you didn't say that. You someone.
All I read was that Phil. Oh, yeah. Phil took like everything.
No, he took host of the year.
Host of the year, and he did Breaking Star of the Year.
Did a Pokemon get anything?
You won a prestigious award. You won the Problem Child Award, okay? That's named after a person who left his mark on this network, okay? The Problem Child.
Back up, though. Yeah. I have a problem with that award, and I never told AA the problem that I had with it. You put Nick Money in that same category. Nick Money was a piece of trash. Nick Money started with me on Blog Talk Radio.
Why he got nominated.
Piece of trash. And have you heard from Nick Money since?
That's why he got nominated.
Have you seen Nick Money in the chat room? Have you seen Nick Money did anything positive for Rant EM? PC did things positive for Rant EM.
Listen, the award wasn't just positive or negative.
Say what?
It was positive or negative.
Nick Money was about as negative as your ass could get.
Okay, it wasn't just positive. Positive or negative.
And he was negative as your ass could get.
Well, that's why he got nominated.
He was doggone.
He missed this show. I mean, like, you know.
He missed this show one night And he gave the excuse I had to bake a cake. What the fuck?
Well, yeah. You know,
I'm Will Surfer.
On his own birthday.
You remember Stevie Ray.
Cakes are good.
Did a certain Pokemon get a Ranty?
I don't know. I don't know.
Listen, the show is available to listen to. So
you can go download and check it out. See everybody who won.
Tony C won.
Yep, Tony C
won. He's been the same since. He's been big headed all night long. He's still big headed.
Damn.
You're damn right. I got Jimmy John's on my shirt and my shorts.
Options that can be taken if
I am the reigning and defending co-host of the year. Damn it.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
I'm the one behind the one that took down the one that is Surfer. Damn it. Surfer, I love you, man. I love you. I shout you out. My bad, Will. I just got to mess
no
up
problem,
a little bit.
No problem. Question I have.
Rusev Crush.
See, this is the only thing in life to ever win over me. So who remember that, people.
Who the hell said Rusev Crush? Who the hell said that?
I did.
That motherfucker gonna crush shit. He gonna get beat the hell up.
Me and Tony C are gonna buy our Rusev shirts and we're gonna put everybody to shame.
I don't wanna say all that.
Shut up.
Let me tell you something about me. I'm a realist. I know what the hell's gonna happen.
You know good and damn well. You know,
I know what the hell's gonna happen. I see the writing on the wall already. You don't see it?
You know good and damn well Rusev ain't gonna put Johnson ain't gonna you put Rusev over, you know that, man. Come on now, this John Cena we talking about.
That goddamn, that U.S. title after that night might as well be the hardcore belt. It might as well throw it in the trash.
Oh, man. WrestleMania bout for Daniel Bryan, possible WrestleMania bout for Daniel Bryan.
Oh, damn, must we talk about that guy?
The CM Punk boy. Damn.
Well, the internet wrestling community loves CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Boy, I tell you, shit, they Stone Cold and The Rock all over again. One took his ball and went home, and this one, I don't know, man.
No, those are the worst kind of fans. The one that thinks the WWE owes them.
Damn. Now, there's a rumor going out there, too, that WWE, after this year, may drop the numbers off the WrestleMania logo.
Oh, that shit is over.
Yeah. I might be pissing a lot of people off about this Daniel Bryan thing.
Off this year's WrestleMania.
That's just stupid. Everybody's going to associate it with a number.
It's just WrestleMania from here on out.
Yeah, it don't make no sense.
You see 31 up there when he pointed to the sign?
That's like taking the numbers off the Super Bowl.
Okay, well.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Let's say, like the show we doing tomorrow, let's take the Roman numerals away. Is that Super Bowl?
At
the end of the day, it has nothing to do with the car, so I don't see nothing.
You know what
about
us make up Roman numeral 50?
I'm just saying. And no.
After 40, you know, I get confused with these Roman numerals, to be honest.
And no, that was not a shot at Roman Reigns. Who the hell?
Are you not part of the Roman Empire?
Rusev crushes Linus. Oh, damn, Iron. Really?
Rusev
really,
crush.
Really, Iron? Rusev crush.
I wonder if John Cena going to come out of Living in America. No, he should wear the Rocky tights with the goddamn Star Spangled Banner tights. That'll be awesome. I'll mark out if you come out there in the tights.
Rocky tights and have your boy come out in Classic Curtis' Creed.
He could be the White Apollo.
That would be funny as hell if Xavier Woods came out just like Apollo Creed.
Oh, man. Curtis Axel put on Twitter, he won the Rumble. That's what Curtis Axel said. He won the Rumble. That's what he said.
He never got eliminated.
So what should WWE do?
He never stepped in the ring, so how could he win?
Just like Kobe.
He was one of the participants.
Just like Kobe.
He didn't get inside the ring.
Just like Kobe. Kofi Kingston never lost that Elimination Chamber when Ed snuck in there and whooped his ass.
But if you don't make it inside the ring, it doesn't count.
And he ain't make it in the chamber.
I knew he was going to bring that up.
Damn right. Kofi need a rematch. Damn. Yep.
Give it to him. Just give it to
remember
him.
That.
Just give it damn to man. Him.
Curtis Axel is the Royal Rumble winner, and Kofi Kingston never got eliminated at Elimination Chamber 2008 or 9, whichever one it was.
He didn't expend a lot of energy doing a lot of shit just to get eliminated.
It should be Curtis. No. It should be Curtis. Kofi. It should be Curtis Axel versus Brock Lesnar at Mania.
Oh shit! That'll put ass in seats.
That'd be the snooze fest
that'll
of the
put,
damn.
That'll
be,
put Curtis ass.
You remember?
Heck yeah, that'd be the sorriest match ever.
No,
you remember when Maven, when he was in the Eliminated, and then they gave him a match against Triple H at Sunday Night Heat?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah. Even JR don't believe in a WrestleMania event. JR said in his podcast, he looked forward to see how WWE going to sell the main event. He looking forward to how they going to do it. He don't even believe in it. That's some bullshit, man, JR. I don't believe
in it. Well,
they
got time to hype it up. We're assuming that they're just going to just go in. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen between now and then. That's going to turn people around.
I would prefer them do what they did back in 2004. Take the belt off Brock. For him to lose to Roman Reigns with a damn Superman punch and spear after just whooping everybody ass.
You know the crazy shit? You know the crazy shit about this? They're going to make Roman Reigns look so strong, he probably just going to do one Superman punch and one spear.
And this man then got curb stomped on briefcases.
Exactly. Attitude adjustment like 3 times.
Yes,
briefcase and all of that, and couldn't keep him down. Roman Reigns?
I don't think Brock will lose clean. I don't think Brock will lose clean.
Spear? Over.
I don't think Brock would lose clean. I really don't. I think it's going to be Heyman, some shenanigans there. But I don't think you'll see Lesnar lose clean. I don't think you'll see it. It's already hard enough to make it a true sell that Roman Reigns.
If it's the main event, he's going to have to.
I don't think so.
Bullshit.
I don't think so. I think you're going to get some shenanigans somewhere.
Take the title off of him, put it on somebody else. If they want to save that character, Brock Lesnar, they have out. If I'm thinking rationally, you take the belt off of them like they did when they let Guerrero beat him.
Right.
You take the belt off of them.
Because you need
to do to beat Roman Reigns.
That's true. Well, hell, he can't beat him. He's going to UFC.
Exactly.
No, but that's the thing. Like, if they get enough money and they secure him, then he'd be like, okay, I'll be here next year. I'm like, you know what, Roman Reigns?
I think they
give him the money.
I don't think
give him all the money you can.
I don't think
leave, get him stay and have him be Roman Reigns, and then Roman Reigns could be like, "Oh damn,
I didn't
take it too serious."
I don't think WWE can afford Brock at this point, though.
Oh, they can afford him. Don't get it.
No, yeah, they reach a million subscribers. They could win that.
Shit, they could afford Brock living all day. Is the fact that they want to pay him
right?
And they know he don't want to. You know, he's not going to be there every week.
Right.
Listen, and that's the thing.
That's money for 6 appearances a year.
I ain't knocking this hustle. If I can get paid to work half the goddamn year and get paid full, I'm going to do it.
I don't personally have a problem against him not showing up and getting paid, but I'm just saying if the WWE has any brains, they ain't going to pay somebody going to show up 8 to 10 times a year and give them millions of dollars.
Right.
But the thing is, Brock
sells. I'm going to say this, though. At some point, you got to put that strap on Rollins. At some point, because if you don't...
He could be the next Edge. Like, that sneaky,
flurrying
bad guy.
No. You do not put Seth Rollins in the same category with Edge because it's too different.
Yeah.
It's not.
No. Not like that. No. I'm talking about he could be that sneaky, cash in, but always finds a way to win. He could be like that. He could be the next, Edge like that. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not saying that they're the same kind of person.
when Edge cashed in on Cena the first time, it was classic.
That was beautiful. That's one thing. Let's put in a hypothetical question.
Mm-hmm. Hypothetical question. If, with shenanigans, even though we know there's going to be shenanigans, that Roman Reigns does win at Mania the next night, does he cash it? Does he cash it in, or does he do it the same night?
He'll do the same
night. Hell no. They're not going to do it. Vince McMahon is not going to let his next John Cena lose the next day. He's not going to let it happen.
No, this is a hypothetical question.
Yeah, he did it, Daniel Bryan.
He did.
Yeah, that's Daniel Bryan. He don't care.
So what's the difference? What's not saying he'll do the same thing to Roman Reigns?
Because If
he can do it to Daniel Bryan, and he had that whole following, the Yes Movement, was making money all left and right, hand over fist, and they finally put the belt on him, and you see how good 30 was, which thing they won't, and they took it from him the next night, because he had to, he really did have to go get surgery done, makes you think he won't do that shit to Roman Reigns?
You see, I'm missing the point on Daniel Bryan. He wasn't taken from him because they didn't think he was worth having a belt. They wanted that whole build-up of having people believe he's actually being held down. It was a plan, and they played everybody for perfection, and they're going to do it again. Okay? They're going to make everybody think that he's being held back, and then he'll get that belt, and it'll be for maximum effect.
Wouldn't it be something if...
Say Rooster, we're going to have a problem. See you, Slack. You goddamn right. Put the belt on Rusev.
Yeah, put the belt on Rusev.
No, don't do that.
Put the belt on Sergeant
Slaughter. All these damn faces getting the belt.
They can put it on Rusev, too.
Don't do that.
Put the belt on a heel.
The motherfucker can't...
Do you remember a guy named the Great Khali, right?
The motherfucker can't...
He went undefeated for a long little while. Then what happened to him?
The motherfucker
can't call John Cena. Rusev is just—he's just the moment right now. That's it. Once he loses, that's it. Is over for him.
That motherfucker can't even say hello right. The hell you gonna put a belt on him for?
He fought John Cena at that one night stand for the WWE title. Bye bye, Khali.
What was that guy that left? God damn! I think he was a Russian or
Umaga. Oh, Vladimir Karloff.
Yeah, exactly. Off. You remember he was in a long ass winning streak. He even main evented against Triple H and Edge. What happened after he lost? Nobody gave a shit. That's the same thing that's gonna happen to Rusev, and get that shit through your head, man. Hey, he was planking after a while.
He was.
He beat the Undertaker on SmackDown, though.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And once he loses, that shit is over. And this is the same thing that's gonna be with Rusev. There's a bunch of people in NXT that they need to bring up.
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys think there's any
rumor? You can't take that one away from Karloff, though. He damn sure beat Taker.
He did. He beat him.
On SmackDown.
Do you guys think that there's any rumor at all to Undertaker and Bray Wyatt? Any rumor? Any truth?
I hope not, man.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see
that. Get, he's sick, man.
He do.
Oh, and what is that guy's name?
Tensai.
He beat John Cena and CM Punk and had a winning streak. After he lost, what happened?
Who?
Tensai.
Oh.
Damn right.
He beat CM Punk?
CM Punk?
And John Cena and had a streak. What happened? We lose? Boom, it's over.
Oh, hell.
It's just that Rusev is taking longer.
Oh, hell.
Then Sweet Pea beat Cena on Raw?
I think he did.
Yeah, he beat Cena and CM Punk.
Guys.
It's just that Rusev is taking longer. And once he loses, Swag, what you going to do after that?
He'll go back to loving Kelly again. Guys. Miss Destiny wants to come on.
Is she trying to get on?
I ain't doing it. I can't.
Yo,
do it.
Wait.
I can't do it. She wants.
Yo, she's gonna tell the story. That's what it is, man.
She wants to call.
We're gonna have a laugh. We're gonna have a laugh, man.
She wants to call in. She wants to call in to apologize for the last.
Okay, listen. You couldn't apologize.
Say what?
Apologize for what?
Oh, you wouldn't hear that.
Hey, Stevie Ray, tell him what.
Tell him what happened, Stevie Ray.
Tell him, Stevie Ray.
Oh, man. She going to call him verbal diarrhea.
Who got verbal? She got verbal diarrhea.
Tony, see, hey, Tony, if you would have called in last week, trust me, you would have been one of the all-time greatest with Miss Destiny on, because she said some of the outlandish shit that you've ever heard. Now,
Will, it's going to be good for the air, man, and then you can knock off when you want.
Hey, don't say that. Don't say that. You got to rephrase that. You can knock off when you want. Don't rephrase that. I mean, it's 12 o'clock. Goddamn. You can let her go when you want. How about
they
that?
Say the mob.
That's what she's going to speak about.
They
then
say the mob.
Up.
Oh, man.
It's going to be hilarious.
I mean, Will, it's your show.
Hold on.
I mean, I'm back in effect, so.
Okay.
And she can call in and talk about Titus O'Neil in the New Day. She can talk about anything else, hang up on me.
You can talk about that guy when it hurts. So come on.
Oh, hell no. Hang up. You don't want to talk about Titus O'Neil or the New Day. You're hanging up. Damn it.
Oh my God, this is going to be radio gold, man.
Man.
Alright, fellas, if Will does this, we can't say nothing unless it's absolutely necessary.
Alright, here we go.
I don't know about that one. I might make a run in.
Yes, Miss Destiny. Yes, Miss Destiny.
You gotta make a run in, okay, but no shenanigans.
Yes,
we gotta
Destiny.
Do shenanigans, okay, but let it stay what she's gonna say.
Yes, Miss Destiny, how can I help you?
I'm apologizing. I'm sorry about what I said about the verbal diarrhea thing. I'm just at let me explain. I had a
Miss Destiny, Miss Destiny, back it up. The apology is fine. You don't have to go through. The apology is good.
I don't
know
who do you think's gonna win on Fastlane with the United States title.
Is that a question? That's not a question. You know good and well Johnson ain't gonna put Rusev over. Swax is the only person that thinks so.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Swax the only person that thinks so.
So how's life been?
Fine, I have a new boyfriend.
That's what you do? What's his name?
What did you go through in a year?
What's his name?
Joe.
Miss Destiny, you changed the man like Cena changed shirts now. Come on now.
William, he's a very respectable man, and the only bad thing about him is that he lost part of his leg to diabetes.
Don't worry, he didn't lose the middle one, right?
That's not funny.
Oh. Surfer. Let me ask you this.
Say
anything? No, that was Randy. That wasn't Surfer. Miss Destiny, I heard something that you and you could confirm or deny. It doesn't matter. But
just be very gentle with me. I had a little something happened to me today.
Yes. I'm going to ask. I heard that you and your boyfriend consummated your relationship. That's what I heard. Do you care to comment on that?
Yes, I will.
Okay. What? Okay, go ahead.
And I got two words for you.
I'm scared now.
What? She said she got two words for
you. I just said the two words.
Oh man!
Wow.
What, she did say suck it, right?
Yeah, two words. Yeah.
I got two words for you.
What's
damn
that?
It.
Oh.
Damn it.
So it wasn't meant to be out there. I'm sorry.
No, that means it's
It's all over the radio, miss.
You slip and fell on it. It happens. It can happen. It happens. We all grown. It happens. You pulled a hamstring. You're trying to run, and that hamstring gave out like you was Batista.
Or you be swatching through this line.
Oh my goodness, Miss Destiny!
You beat racist with finish line, so
Miss Destiny.
Hey, I'm just a bigot. I'm a woman. I'm an adult, and I'm mature.
Yes,
and I have
you are
right to be.
Yes,
do it whatever I want.
There you go.
As long as it doesn't break the law.
There you go.
So loving
exactly.
So, there you go, Miss Destiny. Yeah.
Go on, so Miss Destiny, did he smack that ass or did he? Like that.
Oh, get like that, man.
Yo, really truthful on that, sir?
Did he smack it or did he cuff it?
Tony, do you really want me to go there?
That's the question.
Oh, man, it's getting personal now.
So why don't you go there?
Was this your first try?
Let's cut it here.
I think if Tony C. behaves like a good boy, he might get what he wants.
Oh!
So he didn't get a cookie. He got the whole kitchen.
Oh!
He can handle that. He can handle the truth.
I'm
sorry,
Miss Destiny.
Miss Destiny, if you don't calm down, we're gonna have to order a cold red on you now,
Miss Destiny.
That's funny, man.
Destiny.
Yes.
So he didn't get a cookie. He got the whole kitchen.
All right, guys.
Yes, I'm trying to put it in layman's terms.
Okay.
Give me some of that cookie. Oh, give me some of that cookie.
All right, Miss Destiny. Thank you for the apology. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to cause so much of a bad thing because I'm going to say this. I wasn't feeling well today. I just had a little bit of nausea because I thought I was going to have a little episode. But
okay, that's fine. That's
fine.
You
what?
Have nausea?
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You have nausea?
Here we go.
Yeah,
that's how my wife started. Now we got a 3-year-old running around the house.
All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and let Miss Destiny
hold on, Will. Don't let it go. Oh, no.
No. You can't
this is ready to go, my friend.
Yes.
This is Red EO Confession. Will, don't let it go. Come on.
I'm right. Go ahead, Miss Destiny. Go on. Tell us
Destiny,
about it.
Destiny, was this the first time?
I took something called cola syrup, and it made me feel a lot better. I'm still in the spot, but I'm just...
Were you nauseous in the morning?
Are you anywhere near writing?
I thought it was going to be nauseous.
Were you nauseous in the morning?
No.
It wasn't in the morning.
Day today, so I took some cola syrup. Thank God for my brother.
All
right. You don't drink,
my
right?
My brother gave me the cola syrup.
Okay.
And also, William?
Yes.
Who do you think is going to win the big dance tomorrow?
It'll sit there for tomorrow, William.
Yeah.
Seahawks?
I'm going to save my pick for tomorrow, Miss Destiny. You need to.
I'll tell you mine.
Go ahead.
Seahawks, baby. Seahawks.
Okay. I'll save my pick for tomorrow. You need to check out our Super Bowl show, 4 p.m. Eastern here on the network.
Send me a link in your private chat, okay?
I'll do that.
In the private chat.
Guys, I'm being very respectful to William Morgan.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're going to get that baby shower running.
I'm not pregnant. I'm on the birth control pill.
Okay.
And it helps me regulate my skin because I get breakouts and it helps me clear it up.
All right.
Oh, Miss, was this your first time?
Damn.
You don't mind me asking.
This was her first time.
I'll go, guys. I just hope that the Seahawks win tomorrow.
Yes.
I feel better.
Yes.
They had the immature in the background. My
thing. I'm going to say is, Swax, I know I might slightly embarrass you when I say this, but can you please call me after the show?
No.
Oh, my God.
Swagger's like John Cena did that shit to Magnus.
Team Swag, he'll call you.
He'll call you. Don't worry, Miss Destiny. Okay. He'll call you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miss Destiny.
Will you put me over? No.
Thank you.
And guys, don't be a stranger. Please call me off when the show's off because I feel
you. Call me. Thank you for the apology, Miss Destiny. I do appreciate it. And you have a great night, okay?
You too. And pray that I get better so I don't throw up in the morning.
Yes. Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh, you throw up in the morning.
You have a.
We have a little bit.
I ain't going down that route. Thank you, Ms. Destiny. Have a good one. Thank you, Ms. Destiny. I appreciate it.
So I guess it was real.
Swags, can you call me after the show? No.
Oh.
Hey, you got to isolate that drop. No.
No.
No. No.
Will from the store, man.
That was a good one.
No.
No.
No. You sound like Red Daddy on Friday.
Will from the store, man.
No.
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 Get your ass in the car. Now, this is committed gold, man. Will.
You see, I told you.
Oh my goodness!
And Will, you gonna have to put her out there like that, telling her about her escapades.
Gag raid, your group lost by one in your group. Okay, your demo.
In his demo.
My demo. What?
I said. Rage lost one in his demo.
Oh man!
But. You know, like I say, I just figured I would ask, you know, concerned human being, you know, want to see how somebody doing, you know, go through that part of your life.
So is rumors out that somebody, that she let somebody hit?
Yeah.
The rumors in the IWC? Damn. Put it on Facebook.
Randy saw it.
I've been away from the phone. I got to turn my alerts on. I missed that.
Randy saw it. Not me.
Randy saw it. You heard about it.
Randy saw it. Not me.
Yeah. She said it in another podcast. I'm like, oh, isn't this Miss Destiny?
Wow.
From that, I'm not naming podcast name, but you see the way she speaks here? The way she speaks on that podcast? She's like free. Like, she gets worse there.
Wow.
She lets her mouth go like OD.
Let me take this back to wrestling. This. Talking about her, I'm just getting to be so uncomfortable. really? Uncomfortable.
I told you.
Bobby Lashley.
Damn.
Come on, man. He could have been, if he was just maybe a title reign or two, and that was about it, he could have been at the Black Achievement Awards. Has he closed the gap with Brock Lesnar in terms of being an actual champion?
Hell no.
Not even close.
I'm going with the Destroyer in a head-to-head matchup between him and Brock Lesnar.
But that spear hit on Austin Aries the other night, that was gold.
Yeah, it was. I saw it too. That was a good ass match.
So he cut him in half.
Yeah, that spear was no joke. That spear was no joke. Oh my goodness! And the way he comes up with it, it's like wow.
So let me ask you this: what happened at the Great American Bash? What happened at the Great American Bash when you tried to hit that spear?
He got
a F you from top of the rope.
He did.
Damn right.
That
works on regular people. It don't work on super people.
It work on super people.
You know the funny thing about that? He was never seen again after that.
He sure wasn't.
We know that.
He sure wasn't. He was gone the next day. He was gone.
No, he stayed around, had a few mangas.
They did him wrong, too. You remember when he got drafted, and they took the ECW title away from
him? Well, he wasn't on that show no more. How's he going to be ECW champion?
They took that man belt. That was disrespectful.
Then I'm like, Virgil, after that, give me that goddamn belt. Right when they took the million dollars, ain't that some shit? Give me that goddamn belt. Shout out to Virgil. We gonna be at the Bracket 2 Awards.
Hey, Pastor Sadell. Like Ranty Award winning pastor just said, lastly folded up areas like notebook paper. That's exactly what he did. Exactly what he did.
No, somebody here AJ like that.
Yeah, that was Caitlin.
Caitlin, yeah. Was Caitlin was saying AJ.
God, I miss some damn Caitlin. What the hell would AJ be thinking
about? AJ did fold up like a piece of paper every time she got speared by AJ. Yeah. I mean, by
every time.
I mean, like a clean paper, too. It was like a perfect.
What do you expect from her bony ass?
She's not bony.
There's so many people that hate on AJ, and I don't get it.
She's not bad looking.
She's overrated, that's what it is.
Do you not know the difference between bony and petite?
I like AJ better than Paige, I tell you that. Paige ain't been the same since She ain't been the same since she left Shimmer.
If Paige and Sheamus make a baby, that bitch will be cool.
I don't like neither of none of them.
Be clear. That should be so albino. That shit might be illegal in 50 states.
She needs some dang old son. Man, and I can't believe your boy got on me the other night about that.
It was in front of, what you call him, burning up in the sun. Their baby would definitely burn up in the sun.
Your boy got on me the other night when I said that surfer Jordan Cobb. He got on me to my son. He think the pastiness on her is sexy. What the hell?
He thinks what?
The pastiness on Paige makes her sexy.
Okay,
well, I think Potter is their kid, right?
You find that attractive?
I'm sorry.
Jordan on that shit. That's all that is.
It's like these little pervy IWC that be like. That Paige and AJ got the best body in the world. I'm like, are we seeing the same thing?
Rich thinks that she looks good with that pale skin.
Yeah. That extended back.
You can iron your clothes on that bitch.
Oh, and then the way she did Rosa Mendez, I mean, come on now. She broke that girl's heart.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, that's true.
Rose is just looking for love. That's all.
That's just like Nikki Bella. She's looking for love in all the wrong places.
Let me ask you a question, sir. Do you watch Total Divas every week?
Yeah.
I do.
I just watch it when it airs. I usually tape it and watch it when I get a chance.
I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
Me and my wife, we sit down and we watch it.
That shit is comedy gold.
I can't do it,
man. Exactly.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yo, the way John Cena... He didn't even put Nikki over. He beat her in every
That's some bullshit. That's some bullshit when you put your own girlfriend over. That tell you, you just
But you know what? In the end, she learned. Everything he did was for a reason.
You just a no good motherfucker when you put your.
He won't put his concubine over at all.
You just a no good motherfucker when you don't put your own woman over. That's
he let Nikki know, like, I run shit.
Cadet 4. Oh my god.
They did go car racing. With the ping pong balls? Beer pong. They played beer pong. Like a little home run derby.
Let me
I forgot what was the other shit he whooped on there.
Let me hear about that.
He'll whoop ass and laser tag. Pine ghosty.
Tilly
winks. Let me hit the chat room real quick, guys.
She ain't winning shit.
Let me hit the chat room. Let me hit the chat room real quick, guys. Rent Hill Award winning pastor.
Scrabble.
It's Scrabble. Pastor Sadell said that Paige and Seamus
Tic-tac-toe.
Paige and Rent Hill Award winning pastor said 2K15. That's true about 2K15.
Basketball and wrestling whooping ass. Madden. He'll beat the ass in Madden. And throw the remote at her ass.
Pastor Sadell, Rant Award winning Pastor Sadell, just said Paige and Seamus equals anybody seen our kid, the only child in the world to come with ready made Amber Alerts. Hashtag invisible.
God damn.
That motherfucker be invisible.
I would be the color of milk.
If it's a girl, it's going to be. It's gonna be a red head with a flat ass.
With freckles.
I wonder if it's gonna be Bone and Nikki Bella. If you come first, I'll beat you, bitch. Still ain't putting over.
She'd be like, oh, I came. I peed with.
Yeah.
I bet. Bitch, you late.
Oh, man. Oh, shit.
I'm waiting on you, shit.
I'm already there, damn it. I'm already there. I'm already there. Playing the damn theme song. Do-do-do-do.
You know,
he that competitive and shit.
They was talking about when the break-in with Bree and Daniel Bryan. This bitch went out and got barbed wire put on their fence.
Damn.
Yeah. Damn. And Danny Brown's like, oh, I'm gonna get a what is it, a bomb?
Hey, does anybody know if the network gonna be doing the pre and post for lockdown next week?
Ain't that a bitch?
He's trying to be funny.
Lockdown's
gonna be on free TV. What the fuck?
What is that? You have a better shot doing lockdown on MSNBC than that damn show. Pre or post game of that shit.
It's gonna be lockdown. It's gonna be Kurt. It's gonna be Kurt. One of the main event. The main event: Kurt Angle, Gunner, and Austin Aries versus Low Key, Samoa Joe, MVP, and Kenny King. Goddamn, Kenny King. We got a Kenny King.
Damn posse. Site.
We got
another. That's a 2 weeks. That's 3 weeks in a row with another Kenny King sighting.
We got a Kenny King sighting.
Well, at least he ain't letting their brothers get some rub, so we can't even get mad at that.
Don't forget Drew McIntyre. Hey, Drew McIntyre.
It's February.
Yep.
Drew
McIntyre and Mickie James make their debuts. Mickie James make her return, rather, to Glasgow on the 20th of February. They're both coming back. The other matches at Lockdown, Kong versus Havoc. I want to see that so bad.
I told you it was coming.
Yep, you told me. The Hardys.
Rage. Why Jeff Hardy not on this card? You can't lead a goddamn country. With some Tom
Dick. Would you join them in the threesome?
He had a lockdown card. Ooh, say what?
I said, would you join them in the threesome?
Kong and Havoc?
Yes.
They will kill you. Damn.
That's a lot of beef to deal with.
But can you imagine your reputation if you survive?
That'll be a last man standing match for that ass. That's the ultimate last man standing.
Both of us some big girls, man.
You'll be the sole survivor in that.
I think they would try to reverse
you. You and Cena can do that.
But, and then the thing is, if you be like, oh, I'm coming, and they're like, motherfucker, you better not. And then they probably kill you if you do.
Try to reverse it on them.
You know what? That might be the one thing that could beat John Cena.
Wow.
No, he'll find a way.
It might be.
Both of them bitches up like he did Edge and Big Show, and that's you both of their ass.
Nah, but there's a difference between Kong and Edge. There's a difference between Kong and Edge. There's a difference.
John Cena.
Say he ain't putting you over.
Cena had kids, he gonna whoop their ass in sports and everything. I was down. He'll whoop me.
And the Hardys
locking are, inside and shit.
And the Hardys are on. And the Hardys are on the lockdown card. They're going up against Storm and Abyss at lockdown for the tag titles. So they are on the lockdown card. Mm-hmm. They're on the lockdown card for sure. One last.
Is that on my head? How long has been the that tag team Eddie Edwards and what's the name? I forgot.
The Wolves.
Yeah, how many times have they been tag team champions already? Because I heard they win it again.
I thought it was twice.
I think it is twice.
I thought it was twice.
Oh, because, no, I thought I read four. I'm like, shit, how long do they have wrestling?
It's only twice. It's only two times. They won them when they first got there, lost them, got them back about 2-3 weeks later, and then they lost them again to Storm and Abyss.
Yeah,
if memory, if memory serves, which is stupid as hell, because Storm and Abyss, there's two people they put together. There's two people they put together.
Hmm?
Storm and Abyss are just two people they just threw together.
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. They already beat them, and they won.
Tag team Horror and Storm.
Yeah, you just put the two together, and that's it.
They just didn't say tag team Horror.
Man, I'm telling you, the Hardy Boys gonna win those tag titles. They're gonna have some crack cocaine, Jeff Hardy locker.
Oh my God! No, he didn't say that. They're gonna spit that shit right up the belt,
right up the middle, right in the middle. And them boys gonna get
Willow is the one that snorts the crack. Willow, you snort the guard real. So that'll be the way they win.
Man, I heard. Man, correct me if I'm wrong. I heard, and I don't know, we're looking to be at the Black Achiever Award. That's what I heard. I don't know, man.
Hell no.
Hell no. Too white. And he is entirely too white for that.
Too white and too accomplished. Hell no. Get the hell out of here, Willow. That little midget Willow might be there, but not Jeff Hardy.
The little Willow.
I'm sorry, not midget, little person.
Yeah. What y'all think about that? We talked about it a little bit beforehand. What do y'all think that beat down means for Magnus? The boy got beat down.
Oh, Beggar's got his ass whooped.
I guess they ain't paying him back for what he did to Sting, huh?
I knew that was coming.
That's the reason why Sting... Left. Sting is in WWE getting paid and living large.
And not doing shit.
Poor Sting.
Sting is getting paid more than...
I don't give a damn what Sting do. He still always going to have that on his resume.
He has Fear like 3 times in WWE, and he's more relevant ever in his life than he was in TNA.
But he still got beat by Matt. I don't give a damn.
That's
yo, world champion Spagaina.
If I was Magnus, I would talk about that shit every day to let people know.
Yep.
I beat Sting.
Yep.
You see that guy Triple H is about to fight? I beat him.
See that guy that Hogan couldn't beat? I beat him.
Yeah, like it's been like you let everybody know that shit.
I couldn't put Hogan over, but I damn sure put Magnus over. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah. That guy was that shit, like the one behind the one in WWE.
That beat the one.
Me personally, in 2015, I think that Magnus lost cancel out all his wins over Hogan. It really does. He just canceled that shit out. It was pointless. You did all that to lose the Magnus. You didn't have enough backbone to say, shit, John Cena, no, I hate to keep going back, but Cena told me, I ain't doing it. You ain't find something else. I ain't even doing it.
Oh, yeah.
John Cena went, oh, hell no, I ain't laying out for this motherfucker. He's got me twisted.
Yeah. That's like Cena being asked, oh, yeah, I'm going to lose Zach. You're going to lose Zach Ryder. Shit, me.
Oh, my God. I'm just coming back to the chat room. Pastor Sedell,
I think if Mickey James leaves TNA and goes back to the WWE and brings Magnus along with her, Mickey James is going to be up Vince McMahon's ass and say, I want my man
going over John Cena.
Don't nobody want to see Matt. It's in WWE.
No, nobody want to see that shit. Because if he goes over there and Mickey James used to fuck John Cena and he come in there, first thing John Cena going to say, oh, you got my leftovers. How my dick tastes in your mouth, homie?
This is going to happen. It's like, he's going to walk in with Mickey James and John Cena is going to cock smack them both like pow, pow. That's what's going to happen.
Swax, it helps to think before you talk, okay?
Mm-hmm. I got to go back.
Who the hell is Magnus?
I got to go back to the chat room for a second. Pastor Shewa really hitting it tonight. He says, and the easiest wrestlers to find in a dart match.
Grant's award winning pastor.
And the easiest wrestlers to find in a dart match goes to.
Sheamus and Paige.
Yep.
I can't believe Magnus is going to beat somebody who. Going to wrestle at WrestleMania. Ain't that a bitch? Magnus will never sniff WrestleMania, but he beat somebody who wrestled at WrestleMania. See, people say what they want about Hogan. Hogan had pride.
Do Paige give y'all that vibe that she's kind of nasty in the bed?
She does to me, but then again,
she'll slip out the bed.
I ain't talking about nasty, like, yeah, that's real freaky. I'm talking about, like,
real nasty. To me, because her mama crazy as hell.
Like, let a little,
mama nuts.
Let a little liquid out or something mama nasty.
My mama crazy as hell.
Aren't they known for to stink a little bit? I'm not trying to sound fucked up or anything. Aren't they known for that?
I mean, her mama crazy as a mother. So, yeah,
she probably hit her peak and just roll over and go to sleep. Did you ain't going to go wash?
Don't you know if you hit it right, that's what they're gonna do? They're gonna roll over and go to sleep.
Yeah.
Hell no, go wash your ass.
Oh, that shit can't wait till the morning now.
Nah, dog. Nah, dog.
That's the best.
Go on, do it now. Go on, do it right now.
Go take a whole bath.
Go do it now.
It's my job to roll over and go to sleep. Your ass. That's how shit started developing down there.
I done did all
that. I'm just saying, go watch that.
Get you some wipes next to the
bed. I want to hit again. You roll over and go to sleep. That's pretty nasty. Oh, man, you better get that money out the nightstand. Haul ass. Man, you got to go. Nasty. Getting a couple dollars off nightstand.
I tell you know what though,
I ain't paying. You don't pay a mistake.
You know what though? You know what though? I think Natty's like that too. I think Natty's like that too.
No, man, Natty like
No. Natty looks like the old school kind of girl. Like she's always trying to keep her.
First of all, Natty ain't getting that at home, so
Natty look like
Natty didn't coming. Even know what doggy style meant.
She come to bed with big drawers on and her cat watching me. Shit.
All right, nobody. Get out, nobody. Natty
has the attitude of a grandma.
I mean, Tyson Kidd, he probably goes to bed with like 4 or 5 pieces of pussy a night.
Yeah, them cats. You get in the bed, you laying on cats. What the hell, man?
Oh, man.
When I said I wanted pussy, this man, what the fuck I meant?
Damn, so I ain't kibbles and bits all in the damn beard. Whatever the hell, cousin.
Oh, man.
Cat is waiting for him and shit, like, what the fuck?
You got meow mix in your ass. Damn. Meow mix in my ass. All right. Y'all be goddamn cats out of my house, man.
All right, y'all.
Pissed off. You didn't buzz. You pissed off. Can't even make it to the bathroom. Stepping in catnip.
I got one more question. Then we go ahead and wrap it.
Get the cats out of here.
I got one more question, and then we go hit this up, and it kind of pertains to what we're talking about. At some point, Say it again, Swax. No.
Meow, Mick.
At some point, at some point down the line, are we going to see AJ versus Stephanie at some point down the line?
No.
Hell no.
People are pissing me off.
Ready for Stephanie.
People are like that AJ's going to kill Stephanie. How puny ass AJ will get murdered by in a real fight?
AJ for Steph. Steph's the destroyer. She's the real destroyer.
Steph be whooping ass, man.
Stephanie will kill that little girl.
How's she gonna lift up Stephanie?
AJ's game ain't never been power though, man.
You see Stephanie elevation on those pedigrees? Fucking they face up.
I don't know, because everybody said she's the best female wrestler, but every time I see her wrestle, it's her getting her ass kicked for 5 minutes, and then at the end, she just applies that stupid ass submission, and boom, and it's over.
Who? AJ?
You don't actually see her. Yeah, and she's okay. She threw a little spinning kick that she can't even throw right because she's always false.
Now, this has been some matches where she dominated from start to finish, and this has been some matches where she got beat around like a rag doll because she is smaller than everybody.
Yeah.
But then people say that she's the best wrestler.
Well,
and I'm like, yo, she doesn't wrestle. All she does is get her ass kicked, and then she throws on a submission.
What matters is the win. Okay, that's what matters.
I think that's.
I know. But okay, I don't understand what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, people defend her like she's the best wrestler. Like she's what's her name?
No
one. Ray, what's her name?
You got your ass whipped during a match. All they remember is that you got the win.
Right.
No, I know that. You don't understand what I'm trying to say, man.
She gets beat around. That's her gimmick, okay? Because she is a small person. So some people, if they overpower her, then she gets knocked around until she wins. Some people,
yeah, and they say, no.
Beating AJ around is like beating up a science skeleton. Show and tell.
Listen, if you watched it against. What's that? What's the girl we were just talking about?
Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin overpowered her, so she smacked her around. Now against Paige, she used speed on Paige, and Paige couldn't handle it.
So, I'm Randy. Randy, I'm there with you. I don't think she's the best female wrestler either. So, I'm there with
now,
you.
Now we're talking about both now. Mm. Stephanie McMahon. She is both. And got a nasty attitude to go along with it.
Right.
I think Steph got whips and chains at the house for Hunter. Whipping that ass.
Get that strap on.
That's the 50 Shade of Grey going up in there and shit.
She got that strap on.
What the hell?
I don't know about all that.
Don't get me wrong. I believe she got the same. I think she got it.
I think that outfit she came out of SummerSlam, she took that straight from her bedroom.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, God. All right, you guys. It is 12:50 a.m. Don't forget to check out all the great fine programming on the network starting tomorrow. 4 p.m. Eastern is going to be Surfer and myself. Super Bowl pre- and post-game shows. Definitely check us out for that. Surfer, you doing, what are you reading tomorrow or no?
No.
Okay. Cool. Don't forget to check out The Rant every Tuesday at 8 p.m. with AA and Tony C. Check out Tunberg Throwbacks live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. with Phil... I can't even talk right now. You guys got me kind of crazy.
Like you got some fur in your damn
throat. You guys got me going.
You been hanging over Natalia?
Yeah, you guys got me going crazy.
What's the call tomorrow and give us your Super Bowl picks?
Yes.
Only people that know what they're talking about. Okay, you know?
That's
just other stuff, you know?
Who's hosting a call tomorrow, sir, for you or me?
Me.
Okay.
You said it with authority.
Everybody help Surfer on his number. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Russ and Collins show every Saturday at 11 p.m. Every Sunday normally would be What Are You Reading Comic Show at 5 p.m. The Rex Plex Thursdays at 7 p.m. Rent and Wrestling every Thursday at 9 p.m. New episode every week of the Lex Experience Lex Entertainment Experience Podcast. Lex was upset too that he got left out of the Ranny Awards. He was upset.
No, he's a Daniel Bryan fan. And I know I'm looking. I'll say that for my final thought.
All right. And Surfer, get your number out there one more time so people know where to call in.
All right. Calling number 253-451-6 or right. Skype me at SilverSurfer_forever.
There you go. Call in, get your picks in. And guys, one thing that I'm going to piggyback off what Surfer just said. If you're going to call in tomorrow, just don't hit me up with, I think the Patriots going to win. Why the Patriots going to win? I believe in Tom Brady. Give me something else more than
that. Ain't nothing wrong believing in Tom Brady.
Give me something else more than that, man. Break it down. If you're going to call in, know what you're talking about. Know the players on the football field. Know how many players are on the field. Let's know what you're calling in and telling me.
Tom Brady fans are welcome to call in, okay? Just remember.
If you can't reach the show on those two numbers, you can always call 1-800-DEFLATE. Or 1-800-SPYGATE. Whichever one you prefer. So there's four ways to call. 1-800-DEFLATE.
You know what, Tony C? You have no proof of cheating, okay?
I want to hear.
That is slander.
I want to hear.
I hope all the Seahawks fans come in the stadium with air pumps.
I want to hear verifiable.
Swag's real original.
I want to hear verifiable reasons of why you think they're going to win. That's what I want to hear. I believe in Brady.
Okay, I think they're going to win because they want to win.
Give me some verifiable reasons on why you
think they're going to win. I'm going to call in like 15 times and change my voice every time.
Oh, man. Give us a verifiable reason why you think your team, no matter which one you're going with, is going to win the game. You'll get me a Surface pitch tomorrow as well. All right, let's go ahead and do final thoughts and opinions for tonight's show. Who am I going to start with first? Oh, Randy, let's go with you.
Closing thoughts. 20C, glad to hear from you the first time. I think a couple of Hulk Hogan stuff had to be said so you could return. It has been waiting. And that's about it. Thanks, everybody.
All right, Tony C, what you got, man?
Who?
Tony C, what you got?
Okay. First off, Randy.
Yes.
Touché, my friend. You know, you hit a nerve and. Mission accomplished. I don't know if you were planning that all day long, but it sounded like you had a game plan tonight.
We've been trying to do that like for 3 weeks now.
Well executed. You caught me on a good night. But I want to appreciate you having me on, Will. I know I have been gone for a minute. I've been out scouting talent for the Black Achiever Award. And being that I am now a Ranty Award winning, reigning, and defending co-host of the year, one behind the one that is AA, and half my choker goes to Mega Powers because he is White Lightning.
putting us back.
Love you guys, and all this Daniel Bryan love has got to goddamn stop. It's coming through the damn walls.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, man. Surfer, what you got, my friend?
I want to give a shout out to the Black Jimmy Olsen. Tapping that Supergirl's ass on TV.
I cannot wait to see that. She looks good.
And that's it.
She looks good.
Shout out to the new Jimbo Olsen.
Swax, what you got, my friend?
I want to do my acceptance speech for first of all, I want to thank Double A for not giving up on me. I want to thank Surfer and Stevie Ray for your longtime support. I want
to. What about me, Swax?
This is my fault he won. Damn it.
What about me, Swax? What about me?
It's your fault, Surfer.
Tony.
It's your fault,
Tony, I would do your acceptance speech to you because, you know, I know Surfer and Stevie Ray a lot longer than I've known you.
But you're going to leave me.
It's our fault.
I will thank you, Tony C, for always having my back and always wearing your Rusev shirt.
You goddamn right we wearing them. Anything foreign is going over at Fast Lane. If it ain't, yeah, then I'm going to go ahead and see it, Swag. If it's white, it ain't right at Fast Lane. Look it, hashtag.
And I would like to thank you, William Morgan, for letting me be all I can be on your show.
You're welcome, sir.
If it ain't white, if it's white, it ain't right at Fastlane, damn it. I'm hashtagging that. Trending worldwide, Stevie Ray.
Oh, yeah.
And I would also like to thank Lana for wearing the most sexiest business suits ever in wrestling history.
You're damn right. I hope she gets seen in the eye with a high heel. Yep. Macho Man style. Damn. You know when Hogan got hit in the eye with the heels, Sister Sherry style? We need that. Take that damn eye out.
Can I be serious for a minute? I don't need to interrupt.
Would like to thank Pascal for representing my city in the chat room all year long.
And I'm sick of fans.
All right. Lance, go ahead.
you already know where you're going with this.
Go get him, Big Tone. Get him.
See, I'll be nice because he won last night. I'll be nice to him. Okay, I'll always be nice. But yeah, no, I'll wait until you say something stupid, then I really kill him. But I'm leaving alone. Let's see. Fun Goldberg as usual.
Yes. Yes.
Now, by the way, anybody really care? Anderson Silva beats Nick Diaz and puts him to sleep. But that's a different story. Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler, WrestleMania. I see it happen. That's going to be a good match. Mm-hmm. And
rumor says it's supposed to open the show.
It's probably gonna steal the show.
Mm-hmm. Big Tom, did you say something about Ole Anderson? What the hell?
I got some more shots. I want to shout
out.
I need to shout out.
Ole Anderson,
niggas? Yeah, I said Ole Anderson's gonna be at Mania to come. He wants to come to the Black Achievement Awards, but they ain't gonna let him come.
Oh no, Ole got a VIP backstage pass. I don't know what you're talking about.
Swax just told Miss Destiny no again.
Oh, yeah, I know. I see that.
No.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Come on, Swax. Yeah.
Just because you won an award doesn't mean you got to forget where you came from, Swax.
No. Swax
is only one person allowed to get a big head on this network, and that's me.
Yeah, I need to shout out Suge Knight, you know, going to jail to meet Barbara. Need to shout out Bobby Christina. Hope she gets better, you know.
Oh, yeah, that damn movie. See what that damn movie did? See what that movie did? See? You see that? Lifetime, you to blame. Lifetime is to blame for that child's misfortune. She needs to sue hell out of Lifetime.
Now, that's Wendy Williams' fault.
Her man.
Well, whoever. Angela Bassett was in on it, too. Her ass.
Her man looking at her.
Wait, she didn't have anything to do with that movie. She did the Aaliyah movie.
What a,
yeah, I know. Angela Bassett and Bobby Christie's tight, though.
Wendy Williams with her man looking ass.
That is what we call her man bear pig.
That's a man.
Well, she, had she do look like China.
That's a dude, man.
Did y'all see The Whispers yesterday on her show?
No, don't watch the show. I don't look at dudes pretending to be females.
She's not a dude.
That's why me and my brother nicknamed her Man Bear Pig.
Y'all think she wore underwear with dick holes in them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she wore underwear with dick holes in them.
Shout out to Bruce. Shout out to Bruce Jenner, who's getting a sex change on TV.
There he is.
No comment. No comment.
The hell you want to go be a woman for, but okay.
He's happy and free.
No comment.
Next thing he says, he want to be pregnant.
No comment.
He's been around so many Kardashian women, now he wants to be one.
No comment.
Can't beat them, join them, I guess.
Around these Kardashian women, and they're getting all these shows and everything. You think, hey,
no comment.
I could be a Kardashian woman.
I can see. Don't call that surfer.
So when his daughters get married, will he be a mother-in-law or a father-in-law?
Both.
This is my mom, dad.
All right. Last but not least, let me roll over to my co-host Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray, what you got for us, baby?
Oh, baby, it's all good. Tonight was fucking hilarious. Tonight was fucking crazy. My baby lost her fucking mind. Let that boy touch her.
Uh-oh. Or he lost his mind and touched her.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Amen, amen.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I really didn't need to hear that information.
You had your chance and you blew it.
Hey, I have my chance at home already.
There you go.
You know you was fantasizing about that.
Are you kidding me?
We all have our deep dark secrets.
Come on. Don't play with me, surfer.
Man, it's all love. We don't judge.
Late night by a doghouse.
Damn. All right, guys. Well, there's nothing else. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. All the callers. Thank you to everybody in the chat room. Got 17 listeners still with us at 105 in the morning. If there's nothing else, I will see you guys next week. Everybody, take care.
Hey.